O my God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love thee. I ask pardon for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, and do not love thee. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore thee profoundly. I offer thee the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifferences whereby he is offended, and through the infinite merits of his most sacred heart, and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of thee the conversion of poor sinners. O Jesus, this rosary I give is for the love of thee and your blessed mother, for the conversion of sinners, and in reparation for sins committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. O my Jesus, forgive us, save us from the fire of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are most in need. In the name of the Father, and of the Mother, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I reveal to you now, as I place this treasure in the heart of the Mother and the Messenger, the understanding of the mystery of the 15th Rosary.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sons and daughters of God, now and at the hour of our victory over sin, disease, and death.
First, let me say that the 14th Rosary and all of the rosaries preceding it are preparatory initiations for the putting into the flame of the unbalanced karma, the misqualified energies of life, the unwanted substances, and all that is unreal. These rosaries are sacred keys to the initiations of Christhood, whereby you, very presently and with haste, may balance 51% of your karma and remain in life the presence, lo, the living presence of your own blessed Christ Self. This goal is not so very far from you if you will heed the word of a mother. For I taught the blessed disciples, and I have taught many life streams, one by one, the steps that are not too hard for thee, for they are not too hard for the Lord.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sons and daughters of God, now and at the hour of our victory over sin, disease, and death.
You do not scale a mountain all at once, but you prepare for the journey, and if it take 14 days, then you take the necessary supplies, change of clothing, all that you require, and then you set your pace, pacing yourself. Preparing for the climb to the summit may involve many prior excursions into the mountains. But that ascent, which is the ultimate ascent to the Mount of Transfiguration, is one that you pace by the very breath of the Holy Spirit, for it is in the in-breathing and the out-breathing of the prana of life that you are able to mount that mount of attainment. Thus, beloved, you are able to pause at the 14 stations and tarry there. Those 14 stations are meant to be way stations on the path that leads onward up the royal road of reintegration with your God self.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sons and daughters of God, now and at the hour of our victory over sin, disease, and death.
Thus you see, what is most important is that you begin, and that you attune with the pace of the Holy Spirit, the Maha Chohan, for your pace on this road of life is truly the rhythm of the heartbeat of Almighty God. Thus, in beginning, step by step, as the mountain becomes steeper and the air more rarefied, you must leave behind some of the heavier weight of your baggage. As the sun and nature and God himself becomes more real, you leave behind still more of that self, because it is non-essential, for you have found the self that is God.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sons and daughters of God, now and at the hour of our victory over sin, disease, and death.
Passing through, then, the 14 stations, you arrive at the summit of being, who is Christ the Lord. You enter into the heart of that Christ, and that Christ enters in to the fullness of your temple. First you go into the secret chamber of the heart, where the Ishvara, who is Christ in you, is sealed. There are the initiations for Christhood. When you have passed them, the blessed Ishvara steps forth from the secret chamber of the heart and now occupies the fullness of the temple of life.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sons and daughters of God, now and at the hour of our victory over sin, disease, and death.
Understand, then, that you are yet mounting the 14 stations. And there are some who are students of the Ascended Masters who have not yet begun the 14 stations. They are preparing for the preparation for Christhood. Thus, in the beginning, to receive the judgment of the world and the hatred and the records of death and the Antichrist and the entire rebellious momentum of disobedience and the division of life and the attempt to divide and conquer and the burdens of the misuse of the mother flame and all that opposes the great light of the joy of the heart, as the ingratitude of selfishness, the entire accumulation of planetary and personal injustice, misuses of the cycles of life, the entire momentum of unreality, the entire conglomerate of the world's sense of struggle that manifests only through selfishness and self-love, and ultimately to defeat the dragon of vengeance against the Almighty, these stations of bearing the burden of life, result then in the transfer of the all power in heaven and in earth. In that hour of the fulfillment of the resurrection through the 14 stations, it is understood that each candidate has the opportunity to elect to enter in to the ascension spiral and to ascend to God.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sons and daughters of God, now and at the hour of our victory over sin, disease, and death.
As beloved Lanello has told you, this is not our desire in this age, but our desire is to see the fullness of that Christ manifest in the earth. For many cycles and years in many of our devotees. For the harvest is truly great, and the souls of light upon earth need the physical example of those who walk in the ultimate sense of freedom. Thus, my beloved, the mystery of the 15th rosary is the mystery of the surrender of that Christ that you become.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sons and daughters of God, now and at the hour of our victory over sin, disease, and death.
It is not an automatic surrender, for some disciples may fulfill the 14 stations and become that Christ, and yet desire to possess that Christ, to be that Christ, to enjoy that Christhood, and with it to yet pursue some of the private paths, which indeed may increase attainment, but may not increase the path of Christhood for others. Thus you see that when all other surrenders are in the valleys behind you, and you stand on the mount of that transfiguration, and you stand in the glory of Easter morn, you recognize that from the mount of transfiguration unto the mount of the Holy of Holies, of the resurrected self, there is a unique path to be walked. It is the surrender of that Christhood that you have attained.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sons and daughters of God, now and at the hour of our victory over sin, disease, and death.
The not-self which is placed upon the altar of God is not a sufficient sacrifice that you might have transferred to you the fullness of your Christ self. It happens that when the not-self is surrendered, then the true self begins to manifest, often in faint glimpses at first, as a tiny babe, and then growing and waxing strong until the fullness of the Christhood is manifest. Thus, from the hour of the setting aside of the long path of unreality, to the hour of the putting on of God reality in the fullest sense of the word, that is the path of the 14th rosary. But when the God reality comes and the Christ in you is made perfect, and the soul is made perfect in Christ. There is the decision to be made to give away that Christ that you have become.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sons and daughters of God, now and at the hour of our victory over sin, disease, and death.
And therefore, my beloved, when Abraham laid Isaac on the altar, he was surrendering his Christhood, manifesting in his own Son. He was not surrendering the not-self, but he was willing to give even the fullness of that God identity in the trust that as that body and that consciousness and that being would be broken as the crumbs of life to feed all of humanity, even so that Christ would return and be one, and in having been broken for all, then that Christhood, the ultimate Christhood of the victory of the mission, becomes the cosmic Christ, becomes the ascended Master.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sons and daughters of God, now and at the hour of our victory over sin, disease, and death.
In the breaking of the loaf, that God is within you, there is the temporary sacrifice of the fullness of the expression of that identity. Rather than keep the fullness of that light to your very own temple, you have said, I will break the bread of life. I will give a portion of that Christhood that is my own to every soul of God who is sent to me to receive that leaven, that white cube, that igniting fire of eternal life.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sons and daughters of God, now and at the hour of our victory over sin, disease, and death.
Thus, my beloved, though God take in his hands the loaf, it is given to God by your free will and in your surrender. And as you give that Christ consciousness to him, and he does break the bread of life, you live in the joy of the threefold unfed flame everywhere. In the hearts of little children, of those who are aging according to this world's cycles of time and space, in the hearts of families, in the hearts of elementals and angels, you even live in the unfed flame of ascended masters and cosmic beings. You transcend the stairway of life, moving in and out of the octaves of heaven and earth. For truly, by the gift of the grace of God, of your own selfhood, you have become one with all life, in the deepest sense of the word.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sons and daughters of God, now and at the hour of our victory over sin, disease, and death.
This is the mystery of the Holy Grail. How the Grail can be one and yet duplicates of that Grail, your own electronic presence, fragments of its crystal, might live and grow and multiply God consciousness in every part of life whom God has ordained. This oneness of life is a love incomparable. It is the oneness that you share with your messengers. Now it is a oneness which is yours to drink, to experience, and to give away. Thus, when you are passing through the exercises of life, where you must surrender this or that trinket or experience, or even a dear friend who must take another path, remember that these surrenders are preparatory to the moment when you will give away the most precious gift of all, the Son of God that you have become.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sons and daughters of God, now and at the hour of our victory over sin, disease, and death.
Out of the light of east and west, out of the inner retreat of the Mother of India, I give to you the gift of the flame of the Mother, east and west. I give to you the gift of a mother's heart, the most sacred gift, the mystery of the 15th rosary.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sons and daughters of God, now and at the hour of our victory over sin, disease, and death.
With those who have gone before me, I say, forge your God identity, and thereby enter the mystery of the 15th rosary. I am in the joy of springtime, the gentle mother of your heart. In the lily of the valley I come. I come to pluck my lilies of the valley, that they may move on to higher ground and the higher way of the summit of attainment. Sons and daughters of light, arise and take dominion in the earth. Sons and daughters of dominion, I bid you, keep the flame for these my little ones. In the name of Jesus Christ and the servant sons of God, I am always Mary in the heart of the flame in your heart.